Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much, Tony. Me, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm having a great visit with our good friend John Harrison, president and the founder of Aspire Financial Advisors, Inc., AspireFA.com, if I remember correctly, John.
That's the one.
AspireFA.com. Check it out, and they can find all of your writings there. They can find your book there, right? How to buy it?
That's correct. Yes, the book is on the website as well as on Amazon, so
check all that out. John, what's wrap up for us what we've been talking about? We've been talking about the fact that businesses have our own important data, and that the bad guys, the spammers, the data breachers, the hostage takers are going down market now, and one guy said earlier that they might just take your computer, your network hostage, and they might actually ask for as little as $500. Hey, if you don't if you don't click on this, if you don't give us $500, you can't use your computer anymore, or whatever. But then, what if it got out in the community that you had some kind of a breach, and a customer's information got compromised, and all of a sudden those RFPs quit coming into your business like they used to?
It's one of those things that you have to think like a politician at this point and manage your reputation and mm-hmm. the image of your process as much as you manage the actual data and information. Because what happens if you do have a breach is going to depend largely on how customers perceive you. If they perceive you as an innocent victim, that's one thing. If they perceive your business as careless or unsophisticated, that's a different thing in terms of customer response. And so one of the things that you can do to manage your image as well as the data is to make sure you actually have a written data policy, a data security policy that you and your employees are supposed to follow, and then actively supervise the execution of that policy so that if a breach happens, the news reports won't be that, there was no data security plan in place and someone was able to sort of walk right in and take what they wanted or what have you. Kind of like when you hear about IRS employees accessing the tax returns of famous people.
Right.
That shouldn't happen.
Exactly.
But, as long as that isn't part of the story, then perhaps the losses to your business won't be as great as if you simply look like you had no clue about data security and you left client or customer information where anybody could get it.
Well, another thing that I've learned recently is that we think about the bad guys being in Romania, right, or Russia, mm-hmm. or somewhere like that. But mm-hmm. I was talking to a bank security guy the other day, and he said we have people right here in our community that are doing this.
Yes.
So you think that the guy in Russia, what does he care about my little company? Well, it might be your neighbor.
Exactly. I literally had a bit of a scene in my neighborhood the other day when I looked out the window and saw a group of people breaking into a car. And it turns out the people breaking in were police officers executing a search warrant.
Wow.
And I had a neighbor who was arrested on suspicion of data theft. ID theft.
Huh.
And so it happens with neighbors. It happens with, the little silly things we do because we get an online, a wireless internet thing and don't mm-hmm. secure the connection. with unsecure wireless access. Things like that. If we just avoid the silly mistakes, we realize that not everybody next door, even on our nice, Tony neighborhoods, are necessarily nice people out to do good for us.
Well, the other thing that we haven't mentioned, but it's part of what you've talked about with regard to the policy, once you get the policy, then you got to do the training.
Yes.
And do not presume that your employees know when not to click.
Exactly. Here's a really quick one, for instance, that gets a lot of people. Everyone's on Facebook. And you see these quizzes that say, what movie star are you most like,
mm-hmm.
or what town should you live in, or what decade should you be from. And what these things are password phishing devices. They ask you seemingly innocuous questions in a poll kind of
thing. They're good, aren't they?
they're good, and they know that most people choose a password using certain methods. And by answering their questions, you're giving them enough information that they can start to try to manually hack your passwords.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've just filled out a really fun survey that says, you know, I'm most like John Wayne, wasn't that cute on
right.
Facebook? And
right.
you didn't realize you just set yourself up.
Well, absolutely. And if they're doing that, if they're going on their Facebook account, on your computer, on your desk, in your office that has connected to your network or to customer information on that desktop, then you just expose your customers.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon.
I look forward to it.
John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, AspireFA.com. I encourage you to go there and check out it out, and including his book, Making Mammon Serve You, a Biblical Manual for Money Mastery. John Harrison. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.